Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
In fact, a day the Lord has made, and it is also a day when there is an insurrection within the United States. I'm not the only one saying it. Mark Levin is saying it. It's very frustrating. For 10 years, I've been talking about the paramilitary training that Antifa is going through. I have told you about the leadership of Black Lives America. I've made it very clear that there's a delineation. There's a lot of people who have joined the Black Lives Matter movement because they have bought into the myth that it is a common occurrence and that there is an army of rogue white cops out willy-nilly killing young Black Americans. It's been a savage lie forever. And it is particularly savage now where you see what's happening. You are sitting in the middle of the most sophisticated, coordinated event to take our country down since Russia. And you're sitting in the middle of it. And I would ask you this. Number one, have just absolute faith in God Almighty. Number two, protect your family and be serious about this. And I'm not trying to scare anybody, right? I'm not afraid myself. These are times that countries face, and this has been a long time coming here. And today, three stages of the program. I want to do something no one else is going to do. I want to talk about the terrorist that Seattle loves, the terrorist that the media in Seattle eulogized. He's nuanced. He was a confused man. And I want to point to this to let you know how far out of touch the local media is on this and how they've helped. They've aided the situation in allowing this to grow right under the noses of otherwise good people. And of course, at the top of all this is a man with absolutely no leadership ability. A man who is bereft of any achievement in office. At the very top of this is Jay Inslee. And I will prove that in this segment, because Jay Inslee, more than anything else, is Seattle spirit. Empty promises with one thing he focuses on. He wants power. He will do anything to have it. And he is a leftist.
Don't think that the criminal justice system is your solution to homelessness and drug addiction. It just isn't.
Shovel your sidewalk. People don't realize that's their responsibility.
Our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
I'm just being LA 18 to 20s, white tank top, black pants, and late teens, early 20s on the other suspect.
You heard a parade of empty leftists. You heard people who knew this was coming. There is not a human being in the United States of America who didn't know that Seattle would be attacked. Except, we're to believe, Jay Inslee didn't know. Jenny Durkin didn't know. We're to believe that the Seattle police didn't want to go stop the burning. This is what we're to believe this morning. Gather your neighborhoods and make plans, because this is very real. It is extremely frustrating to have pointed to the trainings that Antifa put on in Georgetown. This was 6 years ago. I talked about this on the air. They were advertising on Facebook in Georgetown. I told the Seattle police about it. I told the FBI about it. I told you about it. They were advertising they're going to teach you how to make IEDs, improvised explosive devices, and how to engage in hand-to-hand combat, how to take down police horses, how to hide your spears in protest signs. And that was just the middle stages of their planning. for what has happened across our country. You have, in this movement, in this insurrection, you have a militant faction. You have people who are posing as peaceful protesters. You have people who are on video directing the action, telling people where to go. You have pallets of bricks placed strategically next to buildings they want hit. And you have an online communications effort that I have not seen at this level since Barack Obama and his fight to be president twice. I have not seen this level of focus, this number of sock puppet accounts, and the messaging. They are trying to confuse everybody that, oh, it's not Antifa, it's the white supremacists, it's the Proud Boys, it's Antifa. And I want to remind some people about something, and particularly the journalists and news people in this area. They are still saying they're protesters. They're still refusing to talk about Antifa. I have sat in a newsroom and I've had discussions with people. I once talked to a reporter about the protester. That's what they called the terrorist. The terrorist. The beginning of when the media and Jay Inslee should have woken the hell up to what is festering in your backyard was the day Life's Loser decided to go attack an ICE facility. The Washington Post wrote about this July 19, 2019. Washington Post. This Life's Loser, whose name will never appear on this radio show, went down to the Tacoma ICE facility armed with a rifle and tried to assassinate federal officers and tried to blow the building up. Here's the first sentence from one of the nation's most liberal newspapers. You won't find this word in the local media. I confronted a reporter about this and said, why are you calling this man a protester? He's a terrorist. And this reporter looked at me and said, huh, I'd never heard that. I've not heard him designated that. He attempted to murder federal officers. He was with the John Brown Gun Club, which is the military training arm of Antifa. This is the paragraph from the Washington Post. For all the bots, all the sock puppets online who are telling you, oh, you idiot, Antifa doesn't even exist. It's a fiction. Quoting now the Post. A man fatally shot by police Saturday after allegedly throwing incendiary objects at an immigration center in Washington state was an anarchist who claimed association with anti-fascists known as Antifa, according to new details released by police. Do you see the word they throw in there, anti-fascists? Do they look anti-fascist to you as they kick, hopefully not to death, a store owner in Dallas? That's anti-fascism. They had no knowledge of this man's politics. They had no knowledge of who he is. But as they kicked him to death and stole things from his tiny little store, they also called him a spick. It is phenomenal to watch the coordination here. The talking points from the trolls online are pristinely well handled. Number one, they have people who will come in and insult you personally. This is to distract you. It's to shake you. It's to make it uncomfortable so you don't continue to communicate the truth. Number two, one message. No, it's the Proud Boys. It's white supremacists. Black Lives Matter leadership. Another thing that I pointed out several years ago, went to the Middle East to meet with Hamas to exchange learnings. This was in magazines, magazines. Yeah, that's it was back in the day when magazines existed. It was news coverage in the African American media. It's news coverage in Al Jazeera, nowhere else. They had a shared struggle, we were told. Do you know what Hamas's expertise is? Insurgencies. Joe Biden's staff is giving money to bail these people out. People who have wrecked American cities. He's giving them money. So what did Jay Inslee, who hassle barbers and stylists, and who just today tweeted about,
oh, let's not forget that we're still only in phase two of our fight against,
shut up. Talking about COVID-19, that's over, Jay. You showed that last night. There's no more COVID. We're done with that now. This is Jay Inslee at the Tacoma location after an Antifa member who the local media eulogized. They eulogized him. His confused and tortured life after he tried to murder federal agents. This is Jay Inslee. A young man says that he should do something about Antifa. Listen to the fecklessness of this empty, empty man. Jay Inslee.
Now, tell me about Antifa.
Just based out of Washington as governor.
Tell me about Antifa. Tell me who Antifa is so I can tell you whether that person should be condemned.
Well, they've been identified as...
Are you talking about the movement?
The movement in general.
We're talking about the movement. Now, tell me about what somebody is talking about.
They attacked a gay liberal, actually, and put him in the hospital for a week. And you know...
Yes. Well, look, we've been very vigorous against attacks on this community. And in fact, we just recently added to our hate crime statute.
We've been very vigorous. Now, I want you to keep something in mind. There has been no investigation in this state about the John Brown Gun Club, whose member, this life's loser, got anxious. They weren't acting quickly enough for him. So he went to try to start the war on his own. There's been no investigation. All these years later, they're key to this insurgency. I'm wondering if it's the John Brown Gun Club who murdered the cops in Oakland. Oh, by the way, did you know one of the cops is black? His life didn't matter. Lost to the glorious revolution. But what Jay Inslee sees stylists and barbers...
If they don't come into compliance, the state is going to take action, starting with citations, suspension notices of a variety of permits, including revoking business licenses if that's what's necessary to bring these folks into compliance.
Where was half this vigor? You could have stopped what is happening. Just like you could have stopped the Amtrak deaths, but you didn't because you couldn't be bothered. You could have stopped the staff being beaten at Western State, but you couldn't be bothered. You could stop the heroin deaths and the fentanyl deaths, but it's what you want, Jay Inslee. This is what you want. You want this chaos. I can tell by your policies that you want this chaos. Isn't it weird that in the build-up to an insurrection against the United States, Democratic governors have been releasing felons. Isn't that strange? It's to protect us against the COVID, don't you know? Protect your families. Have a plan with your community. Pray to God. And don't hate. Hate the actions. Hate the theft and the violence. Don't hate. There are still people learning. They are. They're seeing. They are. Jessica O is a reporter with Cairo 7. Jessica was out in Bellevue doing her job. She tweeted that she was assaulted by some protesters who took her phone. Assaulted by protesters. And I tweeted at Jessica. And I don't think I was that polite. I said, Jessica, are you seriously this wedded to woke that you're calling people who assaulted you protesters? I wasn't very kind. Jessica wrote back and said, you're right. I'm sorry. That was sloppy wording. Well, who the hell am I to criticize a woman who'd just been assaulted? She was probably very afraid. Jessica O just reached out and said, hey, you're right. She did it publicly. There are people learning. All across the state, they know what Sideshow Bob did to businesses.
That refused to close even after, as the governor mentioned, even after a warning letter, that first step, is endangering public health and committing an unfair labor practice and violating our Consumer Protection Act's prohibition on unfair business practices.
That man did zero to investigate the John Brown Gun Club. That man did zero to investigate Antifa holding paramilitary trainings around our state. Mayor Jenny is as useless a human being in her role as mayor as I have ever seen in 50 some years. I've been observing politics for 40 years. I've worked in it for 30.
We're going to have different tactics tonight. We are going to enforce the curfew strictly. And I want to say to those individuals, do not come back to Seattle downtown, Capitol Hill, Chinatown International District, or anywhere else.
Ooh, that's tough. That's some tough talk, Jenny. You told the Seattle police to not arrest property criminals because of the COVID. You have shown time and again to criminals that they're VIPs. You have let grow in Seattle. It's not even an underground. It's an above ground criminal network. You, while you virtue signal against the guns of born free Americans who use them legally and damn well need them, and don't you ever lecture me about magazine size anymore, magazine capacity, don't you ever tell a Seattle resident that they have to keep their guns locked up. You won't defend us. You let this all fester, Jen. Did anyone in this audience not know Seattle would be attacked? Anyone? We all knew. And this is the disturbing part. Mayor Jenny, our big tweet last night was, I want to acknowledge that a lot of this violence was done by white men. Yep. And white women and Asian women and black men and women. Even as her city burns, this woman is apparently so dense or so wedded to woke that she doesn't see the heart of what the left has been after for a decade. That is to turn the so-called races against one another. The Seattle Public Libraries. How many years have I barked about this? They held an event. The Problem with Whiteness. They didn't just hold it, they helped produce it. Government money. The Problem with Whiteness. Here's the theory. The problem with white people is they're white. And the problem with the world is whiteness. They have taught these little kids who are out as mobs, who one-on-one would curl up into a fetal position, wet themselves, and cry tears if they had to approach you one-on-one. Have either been guilt-pimped into joining this destructive insurrection, or they have been taught that the walls of city government are racist, structural racism, the beams and the lights and the wires. This is the race war Saul Alinsky wanted, only if we let it be. My dearest lifelong friend drove by an African-American church and there was a band playing. And he is a lover of music, so he dropped his family off and he went back to listen. And because Jay Inslee is employing tyranny, they had the yellow tape surrounding their parking lot. You weren't supposed to go in because they were having a church service in their parking lot in their cars. The preacher saw this white dude standing outside there. And you know what? In his sermon, he preached. And he said, I really want to welcome our neighbor standing outside the fence. I want to preach to him and I want to pray on his family for love and let our neighbor know you're welcome here. The preacher preached. My dearest friend listened. Do not become the hate that they want us to be. This is an insurrection. There are tactical elements to it. But you know what? There's something else. A lot of African Americans are right now waking up to how they're being used by the hardcore left, and they are not happy. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. So, having studied leftist organizing since 1994, I've had a little bit of experience with how they do things and what they're planning. And I've been telling you for 6 years that they want a race war. I've been telling you for 6 years that creating victim groups, like they are pushing transgenders. Well, by the way, I can't believe I forgot to tweet this. I have news about Chris Rakedahl that is going to blow your mind. If it's not already blown. Are these things connected? They are. Tyranny is capricious. And when people can get you to speak absurdities, they can get you to commit atrocities. Here's an absurdity. A boy is a girl if the boy says he's a girl. That's absurd. Everybody knows it's absurd. And yet people speak it. Now there's an ideology built around it. People have even pretended to create science around it, which I will debate anyone, anywhere, anytime, PhD, whatever. Bring me the head of children's gender clinic. I'll destroy the person in a debate, and I won't even have to think hard. Tyranny is capricious. You're watching it with the COVID. Tyranny is capricious. The virus cannot infect you in a Walmart, but it'll kill you dead in the church parking lot if there's 101 people there versus 100. You're watching it. The leftists have been building an army. And the people that they bring into this army are a series of grievance groups. So you take, for instance, men who want to force you to call them women. They're all over these groups. Because they've been told, we will crush and kill the people in your way. If you know Twitter and you've watched what these men say about women they call TERFs, they openly call to kill them. If you know the John Brown Gun Club, they intend to force you to agree with leftist thought or to kill you. I can show you the John Brown Gun Club. This is from a friend of mine, Special Forces, retired, works in protective services, Special Forces, I think for 14 years. This is pre-planned violence and disguised as spontaneous reactions. Expect increased sophistication as they gain operational experience. Key to counter this is to positively identify leadership and apply federal law. Disrupt their supplies, their lines of operation. What does he mean? NBC New York, NYPD's top counterterrorism official, says there is a high level of confidence that unnamed groups that have organized scouts, medics, and supply routes of rocks, bottles, and accelerants for breakaway groups to commit vandalism and violence. You've seen these, right? I asked a reporter in Seattle, are you going to cover the outside groups who are dropping off rocks outside the Bellevue Center. You going to cover the buckets of rocks left there? Oh, I haven't heard of that. Willful blindness. Willful. So that reporter may not have heard of this. But the kids in Washington, D.C. know damn well what's going on. I love this so much. This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. This young man, I don't know his politics. I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's white supremacists who left these bricks. It's not. Those basement dwellers aren't anywhere near this organized. They haven't been hanging out with Hamas like the leadership of Black Lives Matter. Okay, so this kid, this African-American kid, he's in D.C. He's got his mask on, by the way. He's masked. Not in the dangerous sense. I think in the COVID sense. He comes by a pallet of bricks laid out right in front of one of the federal buildings.
This the setup.
They put them there on purpose,
y'all know where
bro. They going to set them all right up on the route.
Y'all know what building this is
right here.
I ain't even going to say what name it is.
Hey, where do them bricks go to? Where do them bricks
set
go
up.
To? Where do them bricks
we gotta
go
do
to?
Better.
Ain't no damn construction.
We got to do better.
Ain't no damn construction around here.
I see.
Ain't no damn construction around here. You're just going to set a pallet of bricks right there. Oh, okay.
Listen, I did jury duty 3 months ago. Y'all don't keep no bricks right there. Do better.
I love both those young men so much. Don't you? See, the Democrats for years have been grievance mongering African Americans and at the same time ignoring the gang issues. Mayor Jenny, your duplicitous nature is either because you are a dense human being or you are wedded to woke or wedded to this, because this was coming and everybody knew it was coming. You tell me how you serve African Americans by saying, oh, white people did this violence, lots of white people, and yet you let the gang problem fester. Rainier Valley parents have come to expect gunshots. Kids have come to expect gunshots. South Seattle's a war zone of gangs fighting over the turf you have supplied them with your legalized heroin and your legalized meth. Those are bricks, too. Those are used not to destroy federal buildings. That was a federal courthouse he was outside, by the way. They're not used to destroy federal buildings. They destroy lives. It maintains poverty. and you speak as a defender of black people? How do you do that? How do you not burst spontaneously into flame with that level of cognitive dissonance in you? That kids, these young men, you have a surprise coming, I think, Democrats. I think folks are waking up. This is Dominique Felder. So he runs a really popular YouTube channel. He said enough is enough. He's not having it. He sees exactly what's going on. So he doesn't want to participate. This is what he had to say about this, all these setups.
The rioting thugs of America. This was all supposed to be about calling for justice for George Floyd's murder at the hands of a few bad cops. But your actions have made it clear you don't really care about George Floyd. You have made this about you. So now I will address you directly. You have a right to demand severe punishment for all four officers on the scene. And you have a right to peacefully protest injustice wherever it may be. But you do not have a right to ravage the cities we all live in without consequence. You do not have a right to put your own fellow citizens of all colors out of work as you raise their places of employment to the ground. You do not have a right to assault the police officers trying to keep you safe as you protest them. You do not have the right to say Black Lives Matter, but only be outraged when a black life is taken by a white person. You do not have the right to travel in from out of town to be a part of a violent throng, destroy everything in your path, and leave thinking you did something productive. You do not have a right to be offended by stereotypes that say black people are inherently violent, when that is exactly the way you act when given the first opportunity. And you do not have a right to dishonor George Floyd's legacy by using his wrongful death as an excuse to justify your criminal behaviors, and then have the gall to turn around and use convoluted circular reasoning to try to blame white people or police for this chaos, when it was you who made the conscious decision to destroy your own communities in the first place.
So this is Dominique Felder, like I said, very popular YouTube, Instagram, former football player, great big huge man. He gets it. Candace Owens gets it. She's said once again, this is Democrats exploiting black pain to see their politicians elected. There are people everywhere waking up. Everywhere there are people saying, this is not what I want. And let me ask you this. Has your heart suddenly become hardened towards African-American people if you're white? Not mine. I am able to separate, hey, there's some people over here who have been conned into or guilt pimped into or seduced into joining a movement towards Marxism, the most violent ideology in the history of the world. And then, hey, look at that. Some of them are black. And some of them are white. And some of them are Asian. We will not give in to their desire for a race war. It's foolishness. It's silliness. We will protect our families. We will make a plan with our neighbors. We will protect our neighborhoods. We will not become what they seek to make us. Van Jones, remember him? Van Jones is a leftist organizer from way back. Guy who did some jail time. A guy who was a very violent person who then wanted to inculcate and sneak into the establishment. He said, put on the establishment clothes to seek the radical ends. Does Van Jones mean what he says when he says that Hillary Clinton is more dangerous than the KKK? Does he mean that? We'll get into that when we continue on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Love to get your text messages at 800-465-8770. Years ago, I was in New York City getting ready to have a visit with a friend of mine I've known since high school. She was running late, and we were in Union Square. I was there, and this is during the time of Occupy. So this was a movement created by Kylie Lason, who is probably well behind this, because Kylie's gone underground, Kylie Lason. So he created something called Adbusters, but it's not just Adbusters. So adbusters.org, do you remember this thing? It was a beautifully run site that he created. And it was also an organizing methodology. He did this as an experiment, and it was brilliant. And Alex, I'm going to need you to play the Van Jones stuff, because our computer's doing the fun thing that it does sometimes where it just decides I'm not allowed to interact with it. So when I was in New York City, and I was watching this Occupy protest go on, I was asking questions because people wanted to interview me, because what they wanted to do was trap you in these interviews. So I said, sure, I'll interview. And I started to talk. I said, but I have some questions. First of all, let me ask you this. Is Kylie Lace on in town? I want to meet Kylie. He's incredible. He's a very dangerous man, but he's smart. And by the way, is Van Jones here? And I was saying, and is Van Jones here? And let me ask you this also. Are you guys doing the top-down, bottom-up strategy? Because that's brilliant. And I've also read about this. And the leader of this group came over and said, stop, stop, stop. She stopped the cameras. And she said, man, I got to talk to you. I said, oh, okay. She goes, like, how do you know Kylie? I said, I don't. I'd love to meet him. She goes, how do you know about that? That's because I've been studying you guys for years. And she said, who are you? I said, I'm not going to tell you my name. I'm not that stupid. I know what you are. She goes, no, how is it that you can know all about us and not agree with us? I said, because I know what you are. She goes, you know what? I would love to interview you. I would love to interview. She said, I'm a psychiatrist, and I would love to be able to interview you and to see how you click. I said, yeah, what, should I go down to your lab? She goes, no, seriously, would you do this? I said, I'll tell you what. I'll do this if you produce Van Jones for me. You bring Van here, or you bring Kylie Lace on, and if I get to talk to them, I will uncloak, I'll tell you who I am, and we can have this conversation. Oh, man, I can't do that. I said, I can't go down to First and First. And she said, wait, you know about First and First? I said, yeah, your office place that's costing you about 20 grand a month. Who's paying for that since you're Occupy Wall Street? Who's giving you 20 grand a month for office space at First and First? At this point, my friend showed up. She walked up and said, hey, you ready to go? And I said, yeah. And the lady said, do you know him? She goes, yeah, for years. She goes, is he really like this? He's a conservative. She said, oh, yeah. Van Jones. He's changed, or has he? Listen to this.
We're just basically one bill away or one election away from some progress. It's not the racist white person who's in the Ku Klux Klan that we have to worry about. It's the white liberal Hillary Clinton supporter walking her dog in Central Park who would tell you right now, people like that. Oh, I don't see race. Race is no big deal to me. I see us all as the same. I give to charities. But the minute she sees a black man who she does not respect, or who she has a slight thought against, she weaponized race like she had been trained by the Aryan Nation. A Klan member could not have been better trained to pick up the police and pick up her phone and tell the police it's a black man, African-American man, come get him.
So you remember this. This is the woman whose dog was unleashed. Van hasn't changed an ounce. Do you see what he's doing? He's on TV saying the only people who you can truly trust are the people burning your cities down. Van said, shed the radical garb to achieve the radical ends. Do you see the message he's sending? Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden aren't enough. Do you see what he's saying to the people in the streets? The election doesn't matter. Joe Biden is Hillary Clinton. He's saying, keep going. And I can still refer to Van as smart, because he is. That's clever. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH and learn something over the weekend about Chris Reykdal, and it fits into all of this. Fits in to everything we're seeing. And it's about your children. And when I say experimenting on your children, using them for social ends, changing their view of sex, their thought of themselves. Yeah, that's revolutionary as well. Stage two of the Todd Herman Show next.